Be seated. My first semester of seminary, I got exempted out of the first half of Old Testament because I had already done enough Old Testament work, it was deemed. And I got to take a class where we spent some time talking about the ways in which Old Testament images are portrayed. And this is one of the images we discussed. It's from the Old Testament story we have today, God and Jacob wrestling. And Phyllis Tribble, who taught the class on Genesis, I know, it's my great claim to Old Testament scholarship closeness, would point out how intimate God and Jacob are. And if you stand and look at it, and you don't know that the stained glass from the chapel, which is where this is from at seminary, tells biblical stories, you would almost not know if they are wrestling or embracing. And she's right. They could almost be embracing. So I spent most of that year looking for this picture among all of the stained glass pieces that were all over the seminary chapel. And I couldn't find it. Because you walk into the chapel, and there are huge stained glass pieces in this sort of Gothic chapel. So they're all up, and if you sit on both sides, you have plenty of time to contemplate all of them. Because when you are at seminary, you spend a lot of time in chapel, or at least you have plenty of opportunity to spend a lot of time in chapel. And then I spent the next 2 years spending even more time at chapel because I spent time helping set up and prepare for most of the services on several days of the week. And that's where I found this, hidden in the back room of the sacristy, in the corner, where almost no one spent time and you really had to want to find it. And my last year there, I bought this print of it because we had a great photographer whose hobby was photography, so he brought his own equipment in because the seminary would let him play with his own equipment in their great space. So he'd taken great photographs, and then the seminary, being occasionally smart enough to make money on some things, would sell the prints for fairly reasonable prices. When I was reading the story, I was like, I have to bring this in and show you all this great picture. It was hidden in the middle, the back room that nobody spent too much time in because it was scary, and it was in the corner of God and Jacob wrestling or hugging this intimate moment in Scripture. That's a great story. That's a tough story that we remember because of the name change, and we get sort of hung up on name changes in Scripture. That I think we forget because we get scared when people try and disagree with God, and that's most of what Jacob did. He liked to disagree with, well, everyone. Remember, this is Jacob, the descendant of the family of dysfunction. He's finally headed home, where he has to resolve his long history of disagreement with his brother. And do keep in mind, disagreement is somewhat euphemistically used in that phrase. This night he spends wrestling with God is an interesting night in all of that, because a lot of important things happen. He's already made some great decisions. He's decided that his family, his children, and his wives are worth saving. That maybe if he does this intelligently, his brother won't kill them. Because he's very convinced that's a real possibility. And then he lies down to sleep, alone in a spot. Remember, this has already happened to him before, and he had fantastic dreams. But tonight, something slightly different happens. Instead of just dreaming about heaven and angels, he has a rather more active night. He winds up in this wrestling match. If we let go of some of the literalism of this, I think we all understand that. We've been in the middle of those wrestling matches when we've had tough decisions to make, when we've been asked to do things we don't want to do, when we've been facing tasks that seem insurmountable, when we've said yes anyways, or maybe when we've said no and we weren't quite sure why we did that. It's a word the church uses for these times. It's sort of fallen out of use in most cases, but the word is discernment. Most of the time when the church uses that anymore, it's only used when people are thinking about becoming ordained, which is sort of unfortunate because discernment is really a much broader word. It means to think carefully, to pick out what is the right path. In some ways, I think that's what's actually going on in this moment. Jacob, who has spent all of his life at some level of disagreement with how his life was going or was seeming to go, has finally figured out what discernment might look like. It's one of the reasons I actually have come to appreciate the fact that this panel of stained glass is so hidden in the sort of chapel complex at seminary. Moments of discernment are often hidden in our lives and in our stories. We don't talk about them because they're intimate. They're hard to explain to someone we don't trust. When we discuss the difference between disagreement, which Jacob was so good at, and discernment, people have often tried to describe it as the difference between struggling against and struggling with, which I think is a little too simple. Discernment often includes a period of struggling against, where you're not sure if you actually want to do what you're pretty sure you're going to end up doing. Imagine Jacob as he's sending his wives and his children on ahead of him. That was a tough moment, I'm sure. I'm sure he thought about calling them back after they'd actually started to leave. And then he lay down and he went to sleep. And he actually struggled with God in this very direct, very literal sense that sometimes, if you think about it, it's easy to envy. I think the real difference between discernment and disagreement is that we don't do discernment alone. In the Episcopal Church, when you're discerning a call to ordained ministry, you're asked to work with, well, lots of different committees and lots of different people. Jacob, in this night, is working with God, something he may not have told you was the best thing he ever did when he woke up the next morning limping. I think most people, when they tell you stories of those deep, intimate moments, when they discerned, when they came to that realization of what they were going to do or not do, or how their life was going to change, would tell you there were other people who were very influential in that decision. We don't discern alone, but we can disagree alone. It's easy to disagree alone, isn't it? Discernment, though, is different. Discernment is one of those words the church needs to get better at using. We need to get better about thinking. It's an easy word to start reclaiming, because it's not that anyone else has claimed it. It's just that we have stopped using it. Jacob woke up from this night, from this struggle. And when he went to meet his brother in the morning, he discovered that his brother welcomed him home, and Esau had been prosperous while Jacob was gone. And there was no threat that he had made the right decision in continuing to go home. Because I think the story that isn't told in Jacob choosing to send his wives and his children on is that gave him the option to go back even still, to continue to run away. And this night, this struggle, this discernment, he wound up choosing to keep going forward. It was a tough night. He woke up limping. He woke up with a different name. He woke up profoundly changed. Struggling with God will do that to you. Discernment will do that to you. Struggling with the people around us, making decisions and trusting that they are the right ones, isn't easy. That act of faith can take everything you have in that moment. And when Israel got up the next morning and went to meet his brother, the brother he had cheated out of so much, out of his disagreement about, well, everything, he was different. I think he was more willing to accept whatever happened. And in an act of grace, he discovered that he got to keep everything he had made dishonestly. Everything he had dishonestly made was now actually his. Grace does funny things. Discernment brings you to funny places. Struggling with God, putting yourself before the face of God, is what Penuel means literally in Hebrew. Is an interesting thing, but it's worth doing, and it's a beautiful picture. Amen.